cigar smoke into the air. "Tell me all about your relations with Miss Mary Saunderson." Kennedy sprang up in his chair and glared angrily at his impassive companion. "What the devil do you mean?" he cried. "What sort of a question is this? You may mean it as a joke, but you never made a worse one."
"No,
I don't mean it as a joke," said Berger simply. "I am really rather interested in the details of the matter. I don't know much about the world and women and social life and that sort of thing, and such an incident has the fascination of the unknown for me. I know you, and I knew her by sight. I had even spoken to her once or twice. I should very much like to hear from your own lips exactly what it was which occurred between you."
"I won't tell you a word."
"That's all right. It was only my whim to see if you would give up a secret as easily as you expected me to give up my secret of the new catacomb. You wouldn't, and I didn't expect you to. But why should you expect otherwise of me? There's St. John's clock striking 10. It's quite time that I was going home."
"No.
Wait a bit, Berger," said Kennedy. "This is really a ridiculous caprice of yours to wish to know about an old love affair which has burned out months ago. You know, we look upon the man who kisses and tells as the greatest coward and villain possible."
"Certainly,"
said the German, gathering up his basket of